What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of our Quick Hits. For those who may be new to our show, this is our up-to-date news in the world of points and miles. And if you can tell, hopefully by my audio quality, we are back. We just got back from a 33-day honeymoon traveling through three amazing, amazing countries, Hong Kong, Fiji, and then New Zealand. It was an incredible time, and we'll talk a little bit about that more at the end of the show. There has been so many things that have happened in the month that I've been gone, and more specifically, in the last week or so when it comes to points and miles and travel. And it's so interesting that when I had left, it was right around the time that Mesa, that homeowner's card, had kind of fell apart very unexpectedly out of the blue. And I have had so many things going on that I didn't have the card. Maybe it's a good thing that they could never process my application properly. Never got declined. I kept getting notices that they couldn't verify my identity, which I know other listeners were getting. So I never got an application for it. It never even hit my credit. So thankfully, I never took up a 524 slot. I'm curious to see if they make some sort of interesting revival in the future, mostly because I also have like 25,000 points there that are from just referrals from, you know, people in the show and other people that have used my link, that I just had so much going on with end of the year work as a financial advisor, tax strategies, all sorts of things, and then trying to prepare for the honeymoon, that I just didn't have time to move those points elsewhere. I actually kind of forgot I had them there. So I'm hoping they make some sort of recovery or something so I can get those points and move them somewhere. But that's besides the point. That's when we left, and now coming back, we've got this Built 2.0, which in the last week has gone from 2.0 to 2.1, 2.2, and I don't know, maybe at this time of recording we're on 2.3 now, so it's all over the place. To be fair to all of you guys, I'm not going to try to unpack all of this. I know that if you're listening to the show, you're probably in points and miles groups elsewhere, you follow other people. While I would love to believe that I'm the only points and miles subject or host or influencer, that sounds terrible, but you know what I mean. What I 100% know, and I know my audience, I know I'm not, which is completely fine as well. And a lot of people tried to break all of the news and, of course, had to backtrack a lot of the things they said. And while my focus of the show and the podcast is a lot of points and miles, I'm not here to be the latest breaking news when it comes to points and miles. I don't write blogs just on points and miles. It's on general travel and how we do travel with points and miles. So with that, instead of breaking down all the things about the Built 2.0, I'm really just going to talk through a couple things. A, what have I done myself and why did I do it? And then B, some of the recent updates that have popped up and what are the things that have come through our community, the Boldly Go kind of chat community, that I think is of relevance. Now, one thing I do want to let you know is that there is a new feature on Apple Podcasts. So for Apple Podcast listeners, there is the ability now automatically on previous episodes and this one that you're listening to now. It might be a phone update or it might be an app update. I'm not 100% sure. So if you don't see this, that means you might need to update your phone. But you can actually see chapters now for Apple Podcasts. So you can skip ahead, go back, whatever it may be, for every single or any single episode in Apple Podcasts. I say that because if you are just so overhearing the words Built and you're just like, please move on, well, here's the feature where you can just go ahead and skip ahead to my next talking point. I'm hoping that the automatic chapters are going to trigger in the right way for that. Now, talking about myself, my thoughts, and what I've done, I'm going to try to be brief and succinct with this because, as you all know, this program is absolutely super confusing. And I want to throw a disclaimer out there as well. And I know the guys at Frequent Miler did the same thing. My show, Revolutionizing Your Journey, and Frequent Miler, we're both part of the same podcast network, Voyascape. It's a very, very small podcast network. There's maybe only 9 or 10 shows in total. They're all travel podcasts, and we're the only two, last I checked, that are in points and miles. And as you probably hear every single episode, including you'll hear this one, that there is going to be an ad read of talking about Built. That, yes, is an ad read. That's a sponsorship. Be very, very clear. My thoughts, my opinions are my own. I don't have to say one thing or the other when it comes to Built. I don't have to only talk positively about them, and there's no ramifications if I speak my mind and talk negatively of them. So I'm here for you guys. I'm all about integrity. I'm all about transparency, authenticity, and being trustworthy and being a trustworthy source. So please don't feel like I have to skew my opinions because the current ad that just happens to be playing for those that are listening right now is Built. If you're listening to this Quick Hits 3 months from now, it might not be Built, so disregard, but just something to know to kind of throw out there. So my thoughts when it comes to Built: this is absolutely confusing, it's crazy, it's a mess. Basically, I've seen enough to show me that I need to go ahead and apply for the Palladium card, as I know many people in our group have. I went ahead and applied for it and got the approval with like a $20,000 credit line, and so there's nothing super exciting there. I'm not going to go into the benefits of the card again. I'm not going to unpack that. You've probably heard and read enough about it at this time. If you haven't, there's plenty of information that keeps getting updated by the second, basically, on social media and blogs and other podcasts that I would encourage you to take a look and listen into. I think the best that do it are frequent milers in this industry, and so I highly recommend their content because it is very transparent and not just trying to get you to click to use their affiliate links or whatever it may be. So, transitioning from there, getting the Palladium card, I think, is a huge move, beneficial move. I don't have the Venture X personal or business card. My wife, Taryn, she does have the personal Venture X. So, having a new card that can be kind of this catch-all 2X spending card, I think, is beneficial. I am not 100% sure yet whether I'm going to go the Built cash route for earning points on my mortgage or the non-Built cash route, the different options they presented. I'm going to start with the default Built cash and see how that goes and move on from there. But here's something I do want to mention that I think is going to be really relevant to you listeners as well. I don't know if this is still going to work by the time you hear this, if you're listening to this when it goes live or this weekend, but I think it could be worth a try. So a huge shout out. I want to give a massive shout out to Valerie in our WhatsApp community chat. Again, I highly encourage, if you're not a part of the chat, it's a great community to be a part of and very active and just a fantastic place to be, because this is actually was very helpful for myself even, because I've been trying to unpack this amongst being inundated with a bunch of other things, coming back to my practice and everything like that from being gone for a month. So what did Valerie mention? Well, she shared the fact that with the new Built 2.0 card, especially the Palladium card, there is an offer, or there was an offer, I should say specifically, that if you sign up for it, you will get 5x spend per dollar. So 5x Built points, let me rephrase that, 5x Built points per dollar spent in the first 5 days up to 50,000 points. So what that means is essentially, if in the first 5 days of getting the card, you spend $10,000 that's not related to your mortgage or your rent, you will get 50,000 points. That's on top of the 50,000 point signup bonus that you receive and the gold benefits for the first, or I should say Built gold for the first, you know, year, the year that you get it and the following year and all those other things. So essentially, that's an opportunity to turn your signup bonus from 50,000 Built points to 100,000 Built points. To be clear, if you're like, I've never heard of this, I haven't seen this, the reason why is because that is only specifically tied to the link through the points guy that's not everywhere else. So if you've clicked on any other affiliate link for anyone else, you haven't seen that. Well, what Valerie mentioned, and this is what I want to give her a shout out because it was immensely helpful, and about a dozen of us, last I checked, in the group chat did this. Basically, she said, hey, if you contact Built Chat, so through your Built account online, you've been approved for the Palladium card, you contact Built, let them know, or basically ask them if you can get that offer, they should honor it. Now, as I last checked, the first 10 to 12 of us that did it, all of us, myself included, we basically, they said, yep, we're going to go ahead and honor that. In fact, I'll share with you the exact verbiage of the conversation that I had with Built. So basically, they said, we appreciate your patience. We're going to honor the TPG promo on your account. You should see it reflected once you start using your new Built cart. So I said, thank you. I didn't know that it was TPG specific, meaning the points guy. I thought it was just when you apply in general. And she said, anytime. We understand how important it is for you to take advantage of built offers. And when I confirmed that this is established and active on my account starting on February 7th, because if you didn't know, the Palladium card, once it arrives, it's not valid to be used until the 7th. It's 5x on the first 5 days. She said, we'll honor the TPG promo to your account, and you should see it reflected once you start using your built card starting February 7th. So basically, that offer that you could have only gotten through the Points Guy link is now active on my account and on a bunch of other people's accounts in our group chat because they saw Valerie shared this. Now, as I record this, there were a couple people that said that they asked and they were told no. One person mentioned that he actually shared a screenshot from our group chat that someone else shared and they're escalating it. And another person said that they're going to go ahead and try through email. So I don't know if perhaps today people have been getting inundated with this request, or I should say the agents have been getting inundated with this request, and so they had to hit a limit and say, hey, we can't take any more. So that's to be determined. So I don't know by the time you hear this, if you haven't tried this, if it will work for you or not. I know for a lot of us, like my wait time was almost an hour for the chat, and someone I saw at the longest point was like an hour and 45 minutes. So I put all this out there because I want you to be informed that here's an opportunity to have a massive, massive points boost opportunity for your built card when you first get it. Now, there's been other discussion on people talking through what they're going to do to try to get that 10K spend so quickly in the first 5 days. The other thing I want to point out is in the terms and conditions, in order to have your points eligible or to be able to earn points in a month, it seems like you have to have at least 5 transactions in a given month to be able to earn points that month. So another thing I don't want you to miss out on, you just use it once for your rent or mortgage and call it a day, or maybe you do one big other transaction, but you don't hit 5, you may not be able to earn the points you're thinking about. So a lot of moving pieces here. Again, I applied for the card, thankfully got approved, and got this TPG promo attached to it as well. Again, I can't stress enough, we have a fantastic community. I know many people may not like having a WhatsApp dinging, you know, or notification popping up, you know, every couple minutes or so, but it's a really healthy conversation. If you really love points and miles, this is the chat to be in, because unlike a forum or blog or whatever, Facebook group, whatever it may be, we got people that they're responding pretty quickly to really great questions, travel questions, and otherwise. What's also exciting is that some news dropped also today as I'm recording this on the 21st, which is that there's a lot more access to built cash, interestingly enough. So basically, I guess, and someone actually said this right in our group chat, they basically said, it seems like built's going the way of saying, hey, we don't want to be Amex, we don't want to be a coupon, we want to be your neighborhood primary card, but at the same time, we want to combine all these confusing features of all the other cards that are already hard to track into an already confusing system and make it so that essentially we live rent-free in your mind. And that was a great use of the pun rent, seeing as they're all focused on earning points for rent, because they want us to be thinking about how we can utilize them all the time because it's so confusing. So I'm not going to talk through this too much. I just got this information today and I honestly wanted to get this recording out, but it looks like they've announced that you can use your built cash towards Grubhub. That's $120 a year, and that's $10 credit each month. Built 15-minute home delivery, GoPuff, restaurant credit at select dining partners, that's $300 a year, $600 per year towards dining experience bookings. There are ability to use for hotel credits, transportation, Lyft rideshare credits, Blacklane ride, which is kind of like a high-end like luxury limo type scenario, $700 of Blade credits per year you can use your built cash for, which Blade are airport flights, like if you want to basically fly in a helicopter to like JFK or something like that, HomeAway, Priority Pass, extra guest credits, parking. I mean, there's a lot of things that looks like built credits can be used towards, fitness class credits, Walgreens, a lot of things. So again, across the board, I'm not going to belabor this too much. There is a lot for someone to unpack here. I mean, Built is creating their own ecosystem to the point that you're going to have to be a points and miles expert just for Built alone, just for these one cards. But it is exciting to see when a week ago everyone was saying, hey, I wouldn't really plan on how to use the built cash because no one knows how to use it because it can only be used right now to avoid paying fees for your mortgage. Well, now they just dropped a whole bunch of ways that you can use them. Probably a lot faster, I would assume, than anyone expected. I think most people would expected news like this to start trickling out through the rest of the year, but they're just dropping news after news after news for us. I feel like this might be how the media feels when it comes to covering like world news or politics, where something just drops every other minute because this feels kind of ridiculous, but I digress. So really a lot of crazy things. I'm excited for this new world of points to dive into and excited for you all to be along on the journey with me. Now, there are some notable new exclusions, though, worth knowing if you haven't noticed this. I did post this in our Facebook group as well, but basically they've updated the terms and conditions with the cards. And so now tax payments will no longer earn built points or built cash at all, not just on rent day. So that's a really big shift, especially with tax season coming up, and a lot of other cards will treat tax payments as regular purchases. Well, now if you were hoping to earn a big chunk of points, 2x or whatever it may be, which could kind of be a no-brainer, especially with tax payments only being 1.85 and 1.75% on the fee with a personal card, the 2x earnings would have been a no-brainer. But they've immediately said no tax payments will be earned on that. But they've also, which I think is more surprising, said online resale marketplaces like eBay and Facebook Marketplace are also excluded from earning rewards. And that's really unusual in the credit card world and creates a lot of gray area around what counts as a marketplace purchase, but that is in their terms and conditions. And then other exclusions include person-to-person payments, gift cards, prepaid cards, crypto purchases, and gambling-related transactions. All that's, you know, pretty standard, but something that's worth noticing. So if you were thinking that Bilt was going to be something that would replace the card you use for your tax payments, then just know that you're not going to earn rewards on those transactions, and so you might want to rethink that overall. And I think it's good to just know and not think, hey, 2x is the default and I'm going to earn more than the fee. You're going to want to find a different card for that, like the Venture X would be a great card to use. Moving away from Bilt, there is a new free tool out there called Edit Maxer, which is designed to help you actually use the Chase's $250 to edit hotel credits. So if you're familiar with Max FHR, it's like that, a little bit more basic, but it's for the edit. If you're not familiar with Max FHR, that's a great tool that's completely free where you can use it to find fine or Amex fine hotel and resorts properties all over the world to use your credit for. And you can help search by costs and other things. So you can figure out, hey, is there a place in Virginia, let's just say, where I could easily drive to and use my $300 credit I'm going to have that expires at the end of June as an example. So that's what Max FHR is. So now we have something similar for Chase's The Edit. So you can search all the Edit's eligible hotels by location, brand, or price, and it shows the lowest available rate across the booking calendar, not just a single date. And you can actually view results on a map or as a list. And if you click into a hotel, it actually shows day-by-day pricing for the month, which makes it a lot easier to spot cheap nights if your dates are flexible. And then you can also see the Chase points boost values if you're familiar with the new points boost systems, which range anywhere from 1.65 cents to 2 cents per point. And that can kind of help you decide whether it makes sense to actually use your points or pay cash and get that, you know, that edit credit back to you. Again, it is a little bit more basic than Max FHR. There's a fewer filters. There's no detailed kind of perks breakdown as well, but it's completely free and it is a really decent way to maximize another very confusing benefit that we've now received for those of us in the points and mile world of the edit. Another thing to note is that Capital One is significantly tightening their lounge access on the Venture X and Venture X business cards. We've talked about this before when it was announced last year. It was really considered as a devaluation, unfortunately, because I know a lot of families especially love the Capital One, the Venture X cards. And that's going to be starting February 1st of this year. So this is kind of like a last call just to make sure you guys are prepared if you have any travel coming up very soon, just because it could be really easy to forget that this is happening. And basically, just as a refresh, only primary cardholders are going to receive complimentary lounge access by default. So authorized users will lose the free lounge access that they were getting before, and they'll need to pay $125 per year per additional cardholder to regain access to Capital One lounges, Capital One landings, and Priority Pass. And there's actually no fee to add authorized users. It's only for the lounge access, and you can do that for up to 4 cardholders. And guest access is also getting worse, especially on the Personal Venture X, because you don't get any more free guests with the Personal Venture X. Priority Pass guests will cost $35 each, and Capital One lounges will charge $45 per adult unless you hit 75K in annual spend, which I don't think a lot of people are doing on their Venture X specifically. And that's all trying to lower the amount of free guests that are crowding Capital One lounges. One good thing to know is that the Venture X business card is a little bit better because those cardholders can still bring 2 complimentary guests into Priority Pass lounges, and then extra guests beyond that do have a cost. So one thing to note again, the guest situation for your Capital One cards are going to shift. And I think the Capital One Venture X is still a great card, no longer a slam dunk like it used to be. And with this new built card, it's definitely under contention of what route to go. I do think for a brand new person of points and miles and credit card awards, Capital One, this card is still a fantastic and very simple card for someone to understand the benefits of, whereas built is just way too complex, and I feel like you need to have a great understanding of a lot of complex thoughts and analytics and math and finances to really get a solid grasp on that. But one thing to note, the Venture X having a big change on the lounge benefits right now. Or not right now, I should say, on February 1st. Another piece of news is that IHG has returned with another sale, and that is where they're offering 100% bonus when buying points. I'm not 100% sure if this is targeted or not, so this might be available to everyone. If you do try to go and buy IHG points and you see that you don't get 100% bonus, that means it could be a targeted offer. But one of the things is to note is this is one of the best times to buy IHG points. Now, I'll be very clear, I'm not saying you need to run and jump and do this if this is something that's not been on your radar at all. But if you know you've been waiting for this bonus to come along, this could be a great time to do it. IHG does run other bonuses throughout the year of up to 100%, so this won't be the only one very likely, but something that can make sense to jump on. I'm not going to go through all the reasons and the math as to why buying points can make sense. We had a fantastic episode and have an in-depth blog post, but episode 84 with Travel Like Tommy, we talk in-depth about why basically Tommy and myself, we always buy every single year the max amount of IHG and the max amount of Hilton points that we can, but only when there's a 100% bonus to do so, when you're basically buying your points at half a cent per point each. Quick example as to why this can make sense. One of the places we stayed in Fiji was Nanuku, an incredible, incredible SLH property. So that's done through Hilton. And the room that we had, the villa we had, was 100,000 Hilton points per night. And instead of burning through Amex points, although it's a 2-to-1 transfer, instead of burning through my transferable Amex points where I can get a lot of value through them, I went ahead and used my Hilton points. Well, 100,000 points per night would have been 400,000 points. I essentially paid about $2,000 for those 400,000 points. And that equivalent stay would have been, I don't have the exact numbers, but it would have been close to probably about $5,000 or $6,000 if I had actually paid cash. So I still saved anywhere between $2,000 to $4,000 on my stay by buying points for that stay specifically. So there's a lot of times where if you go for really higher end properties, eclectic boutique, Maldives type properties with points, that buying points can be a huge value if you know how to time it and buy it. So that's basically the high level gist, but I encourage you to check the blog post and check out episode 84 with Travel Like Tommy if you have not already. Speaking of Hilton points, we had a really great conversation in our WhatsApp community chat. So I do encourage anyone who's not a part of our WhatsApp community to please be a part of it and to join. We have a lot of great conversations, a lot of active people, friendly people, great, healthy conversations and points and miles, and I've heard so much feedback that people love the community, love the conversations. There's really no negativity. Everyone's upbuilding, and it's a really great place to be. I want to pull out one of the questions that was actually in our Zill Money Payroll on Points chat. So if you're not familiar, Zill Money is how you can actually earn points with payroll on your credit card. I'm going to be doing an updated episode on that here in the coming future, where we're going to talk through a lot of updates that have happened since episode 55, I think it was, when I did the first episode. But one of the questions that Jen asked is it silly to do Amex Hilton Business Card, which earns 5x on the first $100,000 of spend? And she's talking in the light of basically using payroll on credit card to get the spend, because she said that it shakes out to be nearly the same fee as buying points with a 90% bonus, which I was contemplating. I figure running it through the business is better. I don't have Chase, just Amex mostly, and I love Hilton. So one of the things I mentioned to her is, first off, the best time if you're going to buy points and you're kind of looking at the comparison of buying points is you want to do it when Hilton's at 100%, not anything less. Anything less, in my opinion, doesn't really make sense unless you're really only buying a few points to get exactly what you need for a redemption that you just need to top off a little bit. But I really, really loved Kelly's response, which Kelly was back in episode 105. If you remember, she was the one that actually flew the residence, which is basically like a three-bedroom apartment in the sky and such. So she has a lot of points and miles knowledge and insight, and has been a fantastic addition to our community. But she had a great answer. So she said, if you get the Amex Blue Business, you get 2x up to 50k. The Business Platinum is 2x over 5k of spend, or the Amex Gold has categories. Unfortunately, none of them actually work with Zill Money for the payroll on credit card currently, at least, which could earn 4x if you have other spend on those cards. And then you can actually transfer those points during a transfer bonus as well. So basically, she was saying that by having these cards that are transferable, and because Amex transfers 1-2 at Hilton, basically with the transfer bonus, you could basically have earning almost the equivalent of 4x or more Hilton points with these other cards, and just rack up with your spend versus just getting a flat 5x at Hilton. You can get essentially a lot more value out of your transferable points. And so she had mentioned that she had debated it herself and did the math, but figured basically continuing to spend on the Amex points and earning there, and especially utilizing Zill Money and getting 2x on the Business Platinum and other cards that earn 2x. And then that 2x basically turns to 4x at Hilton or even more with transfer bonuses. That was much more valuable than just earning 5x directly at Hilton because of the fact that those points are transferable. And I did want to give another shout out again because we have a really great community. Natasha, who was in a past episode as well, she sent a picture in the WhatsApp chat, and basically she said, I feel like this group would appreciate my 5-year-old's favorite memory of 2025. And it's basically kind of a kid's art drawing type thing. And favorite memory of 2025, and it's Maldives fireworks. And I know she had mentioned in our episode that we had back in episode 98 that she had mentioned how she was planning this Maldives trip, I believe over Christmas and New Year's, with her family and her young family at that. So I think it's really, really cool what Points and Miles can do, because how many 5-year-olds get to say their favorite memory of 2025 was they got to see fireworks in the Maldives, which is an incredible, incredible experience. So with that being said, we're going to come and wrap this up. I know we've covered a lot. This has not been as quick of a quick hits as I usually would like them to be, but there's been a lot to cover, and I try to avoid going through news of the last month that we've missed and just try to be what's most current for right now. I do want to mention a couple of the future episodes to look forward to that will be coming out here within the next few months, is that we are doing an interview with an executive with Hilton Honors. And one of the things that I did do for our listeners that are in our WhatsApp community chat is I gave them the opportunity to submit questions for me to ask this person with Hilton Honors. So that was something very specific to just those that are in our WhatsApp community, because they are the most engaged and the most active and in such a great community there. So it was not through our Facebook group or our newsletter. So I encourage you, again, if you're not a part of the WhatsApp community, to please be a part of it. That's where we get the most just healthy conversation. And for those of you that feel like you have no other outlet to talk points and miles, trust me, talk about your brags, your wins, your great destinations, and ask questions. It's a really, really great place to be. Also, we're going to talk through our honeymoon. We're going to break that down into 4 episodes, and I'll probably break up 2 and then a space and then the other 2, so you're not just hearing Taryn and I for 4 episodes straight. But the first 2 are going to talk through our first half of the honeymoon, which is Hong Kong and Fiji. The second one, or the third one, I should say, is going to be all about New Zealand, because New Zealand itself deserves its own episode, because we did so many cool things that you absolutely want to hear about and put on your list. Then the fourth one's going to be all the things that did not go right and why I'm currently in multiple insurance travel claims that we're going to talk about as well. So I want to put some things on your radar also. And the last one I'm really interested, I haven't run all the numbers with yet, because I just got back into the country and been super busy with getting back to the practice and everything else. But back in 2024, I talked about doing a mattress run to get Hyatt Globalist. And that was my first time getting Hyatt Globalist. I hadn't really strived to get there, and I didn't have the credit card to help push me over with the spend. So in 2024, I did a mattress run of the 20 nights in 90 days to get Globalist. Last year, I ended up getting it. I got like 70 nights between actual nights spent and actual spend. So we're still Globalist. That's going to be the case going forward now. But I wanted to do and see, did the value I got in 2025, was it worth doing the mattress run in 2024? So I'm still gonna put the numbers together, but I'm excited to share that with you guys as well, transparently, to see, hey, did it make sense to do, or did I just burn money and points for not really that much value? I think it was made sense, but we'll happen to see. So that's where we're gonna stop and wrap up this Quick Hits, everybody. I hope everyone's had a fantastic week and weekend as well. As always, I appreciate the feedback from each and every one of you. I get random DMs, random emails, even people that have seen me in person in my local community that say, hey, I recognize your voice and didn't even know you were you, of great feedback from the show. I always appreciate good feedback. If there's anything that we're not doing that you want us to do, that we're not hitting on, that you want us to hit on, or just positive feedback in general, constructive feedback, anything like that, please don't hesitate to send it my way. I'm always, always, always attentive, because I do this because of you guys, and you guys keep me fired up to keep doing it and such. So with that, we'll bid all of you a fantastic week and weekend. For those of you in the mid-Atlantic like I am, brace, we're supposed to get, I don't know, like 10 to 20 inches of snow here in Virginia, where that's like a once in a 5-year storm. So hopefully it's not too crazy, but stay warm, and I will catch you as always on the next episode. Take care.